Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Big Ticket Variety and iHeart's Movie Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. This week, I sit down with Samara Weaving and Adam Brody, stars of Fox Searchlight's new dark comedy, Ready or Not. Samara plays a young bride named Grace who finds out she must play a game of hide and seek with her wealthy, old money in-laws in order to be fully accepted by the family. The innocent children's game turns into a deadly fight for survival when Grace realizes her in-laws are trying to kill her to avoid a family curse. Her brother-in-law, played by Adam, may be the only family member who tries to help her survive. Samara and Adam stopped by the Variety offices earlier this week to talk fake blood, their favorite killings in the movie, and what happened when Samara accidentally clocked Andy McDowell in the head with a prop brick. It's all coming up after the break. Stick around. And now we're back with Samara Weaving and Adam Brody. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
Just having a great
Thank
chat.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. These microphones are really good, I have to say.
Yeah. Aren't they? They record so well. This is brought to you by Duracell. No, I'm kidding. Great movie. So much fun.
Thank you.
What did you think when you read that script?
I couldn't put it down. It was amazing.
Why is that?
It's really hard to write horror and comedy, mm-hmm. and they really thread that line of, you know, something really horrific happens and then there's a really great joke. So that was really refreshing to read.
Likewise. I mean, it's hard to, you know, if you get too silly, then all the tension, you know, snaps and or goes slack. And they were able to very much play both ends, and they both complement each other without add to each other versus taking away. And for me, I, at least as a performer, if not an audience member, I do want it to have some level of comedy. I just, mm-hmm. that's what I enjoy. And even though my character is probably one of the less comedic ones, I really respond to humor in scripts and in horror for that matter. I really like horror. I like all genres, but probably my favorites certainly have an element of humor.
Because it's not like a horror slasher scary movie like that.
No,
I mean, it's fun killings.
Yeah, I remember when we had a meeting about the marketing, they could really sell it as a comedy and sell it as a horror.
Mm-hmm.
There's something for everyone.
So what drew you to the characters? Tell me about your character.
It was really when I had a meeting with Radio Silence and Fox Searchlight and they were so collaborative about making Grace really strong.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to watch her, like, flukily? That's not a word. Or, like, accidentally.
Flukily is a word. Flukily is a word.
Flukily. Accidentally.
You say that with confidence.
Do you know how to flukily? Do you know how to flukily?
Yeah, I can flukily. Sure. I don't know what I'm doing it right now. I didn't want her to accidentally, become a final woman, as I'm now calling it.
Final broad.
The final broad.
No, you were badass.
Yeah, I wanted her to get mad. I wanted her to get, like, vengeful, not just, I didn't want to watch a woman just crying and screaming for an hour and a half, I wanted there to be some logic. And I think when I read the script, when she says she's from foster care and mm-hmm. was in and out of homes, I kind of thought this chick would be scrappy. She'd probably have fought before. And she's sassy. She's street smart.
And you had a place sort of, you were like kind of drunk the entire time.
Yeah.
He was.
Like a nice buzz going.
Yeah.
And that's not easy to do, though.
No, I mean, and I don't know that I really did it, but I tried. And
you seem very drunk.
We're talking about this. I had the most drunk I was. That scene's not in it, so I never saw it. I don't know if it was problematic or not. But my sort of take on it was, he's getting more sober in the movie as he's kind of coming to his coming to a decision and instead of. Yeah, he's already hammered in the beginning, and then he's clearing his head from there. I like how just disdainful. It was very fun to play, I love my wife very much. It was very fun to play, though, like somebody who hates their wife and hates their family and hate, and he loves his brother and he And he likes Grace. He thinks she's cool, but...
Well, he's always hitting on her.
But yeah, I mean, he likes her a lot.
I remember that first line.
You and Henry were hysterical.
But I just like how disgusted it is. It was fun to play to just disgust at everything.
Tell me about the shooting locations. Two different castles / mansions, estates.
Yeah, we were at Casa Loma and Parkwood Estate.
Yep.
Casa Loma was the Billy Madison one.
You can't. I guess one of them was the Billy Madison house.
No, maybe Parkwood. I'm gonna get it wrong. One of them was the Billy
Madison
house.
Do you have to be really careful when you're in these houses because they're historic, like
very much so
national treasures in Canada.
We weren't allowed to eat in the one that I was in. I was only in one really for most of the time. I don't think I was really in Casa Loma. I was in the other one, and so the other one I think was the Billy Madison house.
So what do? You can't.
You
know,
you eat outside. You know, like an animal
in the cold. But we smuggled some drinks in, some coffee and tea.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
you
were
crazy
drinking?
Kids.
No, maybe you were. I don't know.
Crazy kids.
Tea indoors.
So how much fake? Tell me about all the fake blood because there are points where you just look so uncomfortable.
Oh yeah.
Just the sticky. Like, how do you even get that stuff off?
A lot of shaving cream. That gets it off. Shaving cream.
Like you use the shaving cream as soap?
Yeah, as soap. But because of turnaround and like, I think we did 2 weeks of night shoots. It was 7 a.m. I'd just get most of it off. So the person at the front desk in the hotel would like not call the police if I stood in. So I got like it off my hands and then I'd put a hoodie on and just like lie in a bath. My bath was pink by the end of the
shoot. And what was the blood made out of?
It's really delicious. It's a syrup. It's like caramel syrup with food dye in it.
I'm more method. I did real human blood.
Oh, great. It's
a blood bank. And
yeah, nice.
Which was your favorite? Spoiler alert, if you're listening, we're going to talk about some of the killings. What was your favorite killing in the movie?
The maids were pretty good.
When you heard the crunching... With the dumbwaiter.
The dumbwaiter was really cool. They had to rig that because there was no dumbwaiter in the house.
It was a fake dumbwaiter. It was a really dumbwaiter.
Yeah, and I had to crawl in there and wait for a bunch of it.
I mean, for me, the last death is my favorite. The very last one is my favorite.
That
I love
good.
The end. Yeah. And, followed maybe by this isn't a death, but you punching the little kid in the face is also nice.
When you did that, I was like, am I allowed to do that?
It was terrifying because the kid, I had to...
Oh, you just had to skim him.
I had
him.
To really skim him, but I had to sell it. And I had to really go for it, but I was like,
did
they're going to call
really
child services if I'm like 1 inch to the front. I was terrified doing that.
Did you hit him at all?
No.
That's good.
No. I hit Andy McDowell in the face by accident.
Okay, you're not just going to drop that. Go ahead.
Oh, it was horrible. It was the first day I met her, and we were rehearsing
you just
a scene.
Her.
Rehearsing? Yeah, it was just rehearsing. Yeah, and I just got really angry. No, we were rehearsing a scene. I had like a foam brick, but it wasn't foam. It definitely had like a plastic edge to it. And I was like straddling her, and in my head, I was like, I'm straddling Andy McDowell. And nice to meet you. Okay, I guess we'll. And she's like choking me, and I went to just hit, air, and clocked her real bad in the temple.
And did she like? Did she go like out? Like
oh yeah,
you knew.
Everyone freaked out because we didn't know that she was so cool at the time.
Yeah.
Trying to suss it out. We're like, she's gonna quit the movie? Is she gonna yell at me? Am I gonna be fired? But she was great. She was like, I just need some ice, and it's fine. Everyone, let's
just
go again.
Me,
she wanted to do it
again.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it like working with someone like Andy McDowell? She's such an icon.
She's fabulous.
And this is a different kind of character for her.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what's fun about it. On a personal level, I mean, she's lovely. She's Mike, you probably even worked with her more, but she's as lovely as can be constantly. And then because, in terms of an icon level, it's so fun. That's what's so fun about her in this, is subverting her image in this and bringing her to another genre and really having fun with, her sweet nature.
Do you know any people like this family? Because this is like the upper.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I really hope not.
But like Richie Rich, like rich.
I don't even know a single like blue blood person. I don't believe.
Yeah, I think I've met people like it where you're like, you got your money from a dodgy way, didn't you? I'm not going to ask where you got your money from. But I don't really hang out with them for too long.
I don't know. I've met some rich people. I just don't know. In terms of people that come from generations of money, right. I don't know that. I think in a way that's a more East Coast thing. I'm from California, and I really do think it's
it's that old ancient money, fund babies.
Yeah, see, I'm from the East Coast. I'm from New York.
Yeah,
so
sure. Yeah,
so you know some people like that?
Where do you have this money?
Yeah.
And it's just like globs of it.
Yeah.
What does it say about love?
Don't do it. Don't do it. I guess family comes first.
Just meet the family first. Just get a...
Yeah.
When the brother-in-law says, don't marry into the family, don't marry into the
family. Yeah, yeah. Or maybe listen.
So why should people go see this movie? There's a lot of movies out this summer. There's a lot of competition.
Well, Adam Brody's in it, so...
Number one through three is that. it's like, it's just... It's such a good old-fashioned time at the movies. It's like a fantastic drive-in movie. Like, I picture spilled popcorn and, great with an audience, great date movie. Just like a throwback to a fucking classic good night at the movies. It's not, and I like them fine, but it's not a blockbuster or a franchise.
Yeah.
It's not going for an Oscar, even though we'll win plenty. It's just good. It's just like
entertaining that campaign time. Started already.
Yeah, it's good old-fashioned fun.
Do you want to be part of one of those big blockbuster superhero movies?
Well, they pay well, don't they?
So I don't know, actually.
I don't have a check.
Sure.
You are a part of one, kind of.
Yeah,
Shazam.
I enjoy those. That wasn't really a knock at those. I'm just saying this is different.
Right.
But I enjoy those plenty, so yeah.
We're going to take a short break right now, but when we come back, Samara and Adam reveal the movies they never get sick of watching. Plus, why is Adam crying while watching movies more than ever before? Now we're back with more Samara Weaving and Adam Brody.
So what were your favorite family traditions or games when you were growing up?
I think my favorite was my parents would host a Christmas party every year.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd play, we called it the present game, but I think it's like Kris Kringle, where everyone brings a present and you steal.
Oh, you steal,
party.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I loved that. I really thought my dad invented that game, but he didn't. that was my favorite.
I don't think tradition-wise, I don't know. We didn't do, we were, you know... I don't think we had a tradition. Traditionless.
Yeah, I think one year we played hide the matzah for Hanukkah.
We hid the matzah. That's what we did.
What's hide the matzah? I should know this.
It's for Passover, a Jewish holiday.
I know Passover.
Okay, so for the kids, the matzah. If you've seen matzah, it's like
unleavened
a cracker.
In the soup?
Unleavened bread.
That's matzah ball soup. Matzah is like kind of a flat cracker.
Okay.
Anyways,
you
wrap that up. And you put it in the bookshelf, and the kids go find it. And if they get something. I don't know. What do they get?
I just remember eating the matzah.
There must have been something.
You get money.
You get money.
Oh, geld.
Some chocolate gold.
Oh, that'll be fun. I'll play that with Jimmy.
But then there was chocolate-covered matzah. That's a whole other thing.
Oh, nice.
What was your favorite game when you were growing up? Because this family made their money with board games.
And then they got into sports teams and other games. They probably own a casino somewhere.
Yeah,
down the line too. Your games growing up, I liked. Well, I was talking about Ghosts in the Graveyard. That's I believe if I remember correctly, it's hide and seek with the lights out. Also, Capture the Flag, if you have enough people. Yeah. That's a wonderful game.
That's a fun game.
But that's just that like a sports game, right? I don't know anything.
Yeah,
else.
I mean, it's yeah, meets. Yeah, it's like tag. Right.
You can do it in the garden.
It's like, you can what?
You can do it, play in the garden.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And it's like tag, kind of. Those are it.
I like Sardines. It's like hide and seek, but everyone's looking for one person, and then when you find them, you get in with them.
And the last person again.
And the last person is the loser.
I see. It's kind of like musical chair. No, I don't know. It's not. Anyways.
Okay. No. Mm-hmm.
And not enough to make that reference.
I just play make-believe all the time.
Yeah? A lot of pretend?
Yeah. It was just me and my sister moving around countries.
What would you pretend?
stupid things. Like, okay, I'm the baby vampire, or I don't know. We'd own a zoo. I don't know. Ah, we were weird.
I used to get on my parents' bed with my little brothers, and it'd be the rooftop, and we'd be superheroes meeting on the rooftop, and, you know, somebody'd be hanging off always. And
you'd, like, that's so fun.
Yeah. It was good.
Those are good games.
So what's the one movie you could watch over and over again that you never get bored? Like, it's on, and you're like, I'm going to watch it?
Probably The Breakfast Club.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just love it. It's so good. It's got all everything I want in a film.
Mm. It's a popular one, but I do think The Big Lebowski just, like, doesn't wear it thin. It just, it holds it.
What's your favorite part?
That's the beauty of it. Any part. I mean, you know, I mean, that's, you can, you don't have to watch the whole thing, but any 10 minutes you want to catch is great. I don't know my favorite, but him and John Goodman going back and forth is, like, is, you know, heaven.
Classic.
So, yeah. But Seymour Hoffman's got some good stuff in there, and everyone does. And then, honestly, it's not even a movie that, like, I see a lot all the time, or but Casino's always on, and that's always good for a stop by, actually.
Oh, yeah,
it's great.
That's a great flick.
Yeah, it's always, grab 20 minutes of that anytime.
When was the last time you cried watching a movie?
I think on the plane, I shed a tear. I think it was like Marley and Me or something. I cried.
Marley and Me.
But apparently you get more emotional when you're on planes.
I heard that, actually.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I cry on planes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
people get emotional.
Cry.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Do you cry?
Occasionally, but not much. But I know I have... It would have to, you know what? It would have to do, I'm very sensitive, relatively new father, and all of a sudden, like, kid stuff, you know, I that resonates with me in a way it didn't. I don't really let myself bawl in movies, even though I probably just should let it out, but, like, First Man has some, like, sad child death in it that, like, certainly I felt. So let's just, you know, let's go with that.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Samara Weaving and Adam Brody. Their new movie, Ready or Not, is in theaters now. Thanks for listening to The Big Ticket. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. Coming up next week, the stars of It, Chapter 2. See you then.